Breaking It Down with Frank McKay. This is 103.9 LI News Radio.
I'd like to welcome everyone to Breaking It Down. Frank McKay here with a new author, and the book is a must-get for everyone. And get two copies, get one for yourself, and get one for your best favorite fan of The Bachelor or The Bachelorette. And Ben Higgins is the author of the book, Alone in Plain Sight, Searching for Connection When You Are Seen But Not Known. Great titles, kind of says it all, but it's a must read. Just came out. He's the co-founder of Generous Coffee, and he's the lead in Bachelor's 20th season. Ben Higgins, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing really well. Thanks for having me.
Well, listen, congratulations on the book. And I always ask everyone, was it a painful experience? Was it a joyful experience? Was it a combination? Was it cathartic? What was it like going through the process of writing the book?
It's really hard. Hard for me, I guess. This is my first time, and it took years to write. It included a lot of sleepless nights, and I mean that. And it was enjoyable, but it was most of the time pretty difficult, because I really wanted this book to hit deep, and so in order to do that, I had to get deep, and that was a tough place to live for a long time.
Did you spend time reading others' biographies or watching others' books, for especially first efforts, to kind of get a feel, or did you just kind of power through and just and deal with it as it came? Was there anybody there for guidance?
I had a ghost author named Mark Tabb, and he was there for guidance the whole time, and that's kind of was his big role with me, is to help me refine, to help me ask the right questions, to stand beside me in the whole experience. I did read a little bit, but for the most part, I kind of grinded through it, stayed in it, tried to stay within my story, tried to pull out the hardest parts of my story. And then when I felt like I was falling short, have Mark there to continue to help me dig deeper. And that's really the process for me. And I kind of stayed in this book for the 2 years. Like, I stayed within it and tried to get it out on paper.
How did you go about, like, the editing process? Did you end up leaving a lot on the cutting room floor? Was everything that you put forward, was it there? What was left over by the time you were done?
Oh, man. I mean, rewrites of every chapter, pretty much. Write a chapter, figure out what we wanted to do with it, and then start over again. I mean, it was just that all the time, and so we felt like we had something that the reader could relate with, that there was pieces in there that they could take away from. And also, the big thing for us was making sure that we were trying to speak as much truth as we could, things that weren't like opinion, and mostly try to speak things that we hoped could relate with anybody reading it. The editing process was that. And also, it was just a lot of back and forth. It was a lot of, can we make these sentences flow better? And that gets hard after you do it for too long.
Yeah, well, listen, no argument here. It sounds like you had a great process. Sounds like the next one, if there is a next one, will be easier because you did this. Do you think about that as you go along? Did you go through different processes? I'm never going to do this again, or I can't wait to do this again, or next time it'll be more like this. Did you go through that range of emotions while you're writing it?
Well, yeah. I mean, towards the very end, the conversations about if there's a next time, here's the things I would do different came up. But while we were writing it, it was a lot of just trying to stay in this book, stay focused on this book, kind of surround my life with things that would be helpful for this book. But then as the book started to get cleaned up and we were in the final editing stages, it was, hey, these are the things I would have done different. Or here's the time I would have spent thinking about this instead of this. There's a lot to learn here. The first time, I think, is always the hardest, but it's also the most exciting. But I'm taking away from it now. And I think the next time would be easier or cleaner, maybe a little faster. It's hard to say.
Well, listen, everyone's got to get the book. It's called Alone in Plain Sight, Searching for Connection. When you're seen but not known by Ben Higgins, absolute must, everyone, get this book. Let me ask you a little bit about Generous International. You're doing great work there. Everyone that I talk to that knows anything about it seems to think you're nailing it, and you're doing the right things for the right people. Give us a little background on it and a little history.
Yeah, so, you know, really, Generous International is a part of the book as well, but it's an organization that we built 3 years ago with the idea that we could start a for-profit company, and all the owners, all the founders could, in the operational agreement, we could all sign our names off to say any profits from this company upon the value and the sale of the company or on our everyday sale of product, it would be donated to nonprofits and social causes fighting human-facing injustice in the world. And that's what we stuck to for 3 years. It's been an incredible thing. So if anybody wants to find out more, they can go to generouscoffee.com. But the whole thing is we're for-profit, but we call ourselves for-purpose because we really wanted to build a company that represented something greater than any dollar amount. It represented people's lives.
See, I'll tell you, the one thing, and I'll say this sincerely, I mean, you get it, and so many people get involved with reality TV, and they get an opportunity to shine, and they really don't have a broader purpose. You do. You have a bigger purpose, and everybody I've talked to that knows you has nothing but great things to say about you. So, listen, congratulations on that. Anything you want to leave us with that we haven't touched upon, and before you go, leave us with your social media access where we could follow along with what you're doing and what the company is doing, and certainly the best place to get the book.
Yeah, definitely. Well, thank you again. Thanks for having me today. It's a big deal to me. And, you know, I just say for anybody out there who does feel alone, misunderstood, disconnected in this world, I believe this book will be something that's valuable. And I think it's worth the read. I put a lot into it, and it means a lot to me. And so just encourage anybody out there who's feeling disconnected right now to pick up Alone in Plain Sight. You can find out Higgins.Ben on Instagram is the best way to find me personally. But then, yeah, generouscoffee.com or BenHigginsBook.com are some other great resources to just kind of understand what's going on. And you know, the whole thing is all these projects are built to be about people. And so if you get involved, you're going to see that it's not really about me at all. It's about all of us doing this together. And thanks for saying those things. But I really hope that all these projects can connect us as humans.
Ben Higgins, keep up the great work. Congratulations on the book. It's gonna be a big hit. And we'll be talking about it as we let you go to your next interview. Ben Higgins, thanks for being here.
Thank you. I appreciate you. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Ben Higgins, get his book. It is called Alone in Plain Sight. And it's out. And you can get it. You know Ben from his work. For those who watch The Bachelor or The Bachelorette, he was on both. And I'll be the first to admit I don't know much about either show other than the obvious. You know what I think all I know about The Bachelor I learned from watching Family Guy or The Bachelorette. And anyway, but when you get an opportunity and you they're all good looking people on those shows, right? And so they're picked in many reasons for many reasons being superficial, but when you have a little depth to you. Like this guy, and again, seriously, I have some mutual friends with him, and I know some people who know him, and they say, no, this guy gets it. He's the real deal, and again, I this is first time I'm talking to him, but it's nice when they have a broader idea towards things. Because, let's face it, The Bachelor, Bachelorette, they're written off as a beauty contest, those type of things. And, I am no expert on the Bachelor or the Bachelorette, but he's on both, and you could hear he's an intelligent guy, and he's got some other things going. His book, again, and it sounds like he put a lot of work into it. He mentioned his ghostwriter, but it sounds like that guy was guiding him with the book and co-writing it with him, not writing it for him, which is always a great thing. The name of the book is Alone in Plain Sight, Searching for Connection when you're seen but not known. And I mean it kind of says it all, and it's something you should check out. Look, there's there's a lot of books out there, and he's kind of hitting this on the head, and he's talking about reality TV here and the process behind it. And again, he's the co-founder of Generous Coffee, and he will be the lead in The Bachelor's 20th season. Wow, 20 seasons of The Bachelor reveals the key to being seen and known, as well as leading a life that truly matters. That's it's from their text. And again, the book is called Alone in Plain Sight. Ben Higgins has been our very special guest. Check him out. He sounds like a great guy. And check him out on The Bachelor, if that's your type of thing. Check it out. He sounds like he's gonna be a great lead for that show. And it's 20th season. Big deal. 20 seasons. Congratulations to the founders of that show, the creators of that show. I'm sure they've got a lot of money, and they've done pretty well for themselves after 20 seasons. Frank McKay signing off. Ben Higgins, author of Alone in Plain Sight, Searching for Connection When You're Seen But Not Known, is his latest. Get it. And it's been released, and pick it up. Frank McKay signing off. Ben Higgins has been our very special guest. We'll see you next time on Breaking It Down.